Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. This is indeed the broadcast for August 24th. In the year of our Lord, 2016, this is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. It's incredibly simple. We use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of the land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide. We're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place by our founding fathers, the solution to the problems we face. We got a lot of work to do to restore the Republic, though, ladies and gentlemen. Wow. Welcome to the broadcast. Hope you're all doing absolutely fantastic. A lot of hard work to restore the Republic, ladies and gentlemen. It's not for the faint-hearted, that is for sure. Now, yesterday, we went off on Hillary. And man, the mainstream press taking cues from Liberty Roundtable Live now, ain't they, for a change? Yeah, the new media taking center stage, the mainstream press forced to follow suit. Judicial Watch and others doing the digging. Good, honest reporting going on by the new media taking center stage. The who, what, when, where, why of stories everywhere. The mainstream press either becomes relegated to the heap, the trash heap of confusion and last century media, or they come along and tell the tale of truth. That's what's happening. Liberty Roundtable's at the forefront of it all. Welcome to the live broadcast today. A quick recap of yesterday, only because it's so relevant. We talked about Amazon experimenting with part-time tech teams. That's interesting. USA Today. We talked about the new employee teams would be interesting core hours, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m., Monday through Thursday. Then they'd have flexible hours outside of that, 30-hour work weeks. They'd receive the same benefits as the 40-hour work week employees, except for a little less pay, but they'd have a flexible schedule. This would be good for anyone who has obligations outside of work. And it was pretty interesting. We also finished up talking about Amazon. Let people order test drives of Hyundai vehicles. But you got to buy them from a dealer still. That'll change. We also talked about an incredible story with a birthday boy. The guy's name is Carson Bouts. He's basically helps gift 363 pizzas to flood victims for his own birthday. It was his idea. Lots of people got involved. No government necessary. It was tremendous. That was hour one. Hour two, though, we went off on Hillary, justifiably so. Riding shotgun was constitutional attorney and our guest, Mr. James Clymer. And Jim Clymer of ConstitutionParty.com, along with Sam and Kurt, discussed exclusive missing FBI files linking Hillary Clinton to the suicide of White House counsel Vince Foster back in the day. All that stuff's missing from the FBI. It's just vanished from the National Archives. Ladies and gentlemen, there needs to be serious accountability. We also talked about the State Department poring over Clinton emails. USA Today. We talked about the Saudi prince boasting of donations to Hillary's campaign. We talked about Obama's plan to seize control of our economy and our lives, Forbes magazine. We talked about Obama's executive order nationalizing energy, food, water, and everything else. William Jasper, New American. What do you know, ladies and gentlemen, about executive order 13,603, huh? All right. Falwell believes that Donald Trump is the Churchill of our time. I wouldn't even come close to thinking something like that, but okay. But wait, there's more. FBI uncovers 15,000 undisclosed emails in the Clinton probe. That's according to The Hill. Hillary says that's ho-hum. We already released 30,000 before that. What's the big deal? The big deal is you've committed perjury, Hillary, and more, and you need to be in jail. By the way, that's a recap of the broadcast that took place yesterday. The whole news cycle has blown up over Hillary. Sam and Kurt yesterday morning came out of the gate with the details literally first. everybody else kind of listened to Liberty Roundtable in the morning and then started to regurgitate all the stuff we had reported in the morning. No joke. Liberty Roundtable Live, Sam Bushman and Kurt Crosby on your radio. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. By the way, this broadcast is brought to you in part by thepowermall.com. When you want to do business with the good guys, please think thepowermall.com. Simply smile and dial 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 or thepowermall.com to do business with the good guys today. Kurt, welcome, sir.
Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. Howdy, howdy, howdy. Thank you, Sam.
All right. The facts are out, Kurt. The debate is really over. Hillary Clinton needs to be arrested immediately. Her criminal activity has reached epic proportions. I pegged it when I said this is a serious national security issue. That's the problem. It isn't about whether, you know, Hillary is a nice person, but you don't like her because you're politically on the other side of the aisle or any of these baloney type statements. The reality is she has literally committed perjury before Congress. She has literally put the nation in a national security crisis to where even some army leaders are now saying Hillary is an internal threat. No joke. She needs to resign or set aside or end her campaign for president. She needs to be in jail. Now, let me give you a couple of the headlines that were released since our discussion yesterday, Kurt, where we absolutely nailed it. Pay to play. Multiple donors to Clinton Foundation met with her while at the State Department. More than half of the people outside the government who met with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State gave money to her either personally through companies and or groups directly to her foundation. Gotcha. Explosive proof of Hillary's mob run shakedown, writes WorldNet Daily, WND.com. I'm going to say that again. Gotcha. Explosive proof of Hillary's mob run shakedown, WorldNet Daily. Under Hillary Clinton's leadership, the State Department was run like a mob run shakedown, with more than half the visitors that she met with outside of government not only getting access, but donating to her campaign. No joke. Kurt, when we were at the Republican National Convention, I was talking about, you know what, you got Hillary or the Donald, they both seem to be like mobster folks. And everybody kind of laughed, and Sam, you're funny. Oh, how true it's turned out to be, my friend. What do you say about that, Kurt? This was literally months ago. I was saying this is like the mobster leaders, whether you take Tweedledee or Tweedledum, now mainstream press articles calling Clinton a mob leader. I mean, literally under Hillary Clinton's leadership, the State Department was run like a mob shakedown operation, with more than half the people she met with from outside of government literally paying money to the Clinton Family Foundation for the privilege. That's according to Kurt, the Associated Press, who did a 3-year study. They were blocked at every turn. With Judicial Watch and the Associated Press, give them credit for a change, they finally get pay dirt. The Associated Press investigation that was blocked for 3 years proved the access by getting to Hillary's calendars, finding out who she met with, then tracking the donations to her family foundation. Kurt, you want to respond to this? I was calling it a mafia scenario months ago, before these guys ever dreamed of calling it that, right?
It's a great, great point or great
thing to find out,
but it's really terrible. For example, I'm looking at the front page of the New York Post that Drudge has on his site, and the front page has got a picture of Hillary in kind of a, almost a yellow suit. She's got a green little visor on. She's looking kind of Hillary-esque, and she's got a big cigar in one hand and big pile of cash in the front of her. And it says, Clinton Foundation favor scandal. And it says, donors, special access to Hillary. And then it says, Doe Nation. Now, Doe is spelled D-O-U-G-H in this case. Doe Nation. Now, I'll tell you what, that's pretty, pretty hard hitting. Now, I don't know, you know, then it says AV Bombshell Rocks campaign. Sure. Yeah. Amen to that.
Now, the Donald's in the news. And he's calling for special prosecutor to probe Clinton, and we need to shut down the Clinton Foundation immediately. Liberty Roundtable Live.
We fought, we learned, we struggled,
we won.
Despite Obama's best efforts, the newspaper of the human resistance survives. We have lived only to face a new nightmare, the war against the machines. Read about our struggle in The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The Sovereign is a 24-page monthly tabloid newspaper about the war between man and machines. We've tried reason, we've tried legislation. We've tried every peaceful means imaginable, and all it's gotten us is shut out. So now we fight the machines. Order online today at thesovnews.com or find The Sovereign at select newsstands. Remember to read The Sovereign, newspaper of the resistance. The human resistance's battle against the machines will be everlasting. This is mercy. It was never our destiny to stop the age of Obama. It was merely to survive it. Together. Together.
Recent studies show that parents who smoke in the home are more likely to have children who smoke.
Yes, in fact, my brother, he's 22 now, he told me and my father that's why he started smoking. One of the reasons why he started smoking is because my dad was around, you know, and they saw my dad smoking. My dad said, okay, I don't want you to smoke. I don't want you to, you know, watch what I'm doing.
Recent studies also show that in homes where parents don't smoke, their children usually don't smoke either.
I am the way I am because my grandparents taught me what not to do. They gave me morals. They gave me belief. They gave me something to believe in. They just taught me well. I love them. I do.
Smoking. If you think you're old enough to start, you're smart enough to stop. A public service message from this station and the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
Many of you have heard me talk about my Vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is all this Vigor stuff about? Well, Vigor is defined as zest for life, your strength in body and mind, your energy levels. It's kind of all wrapped into a term called Vigor. Would you like to improve your Vigor score? Well, you got to first take the free test. Get a hold of Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or call Kurt Cosby at 801-669-2211. I took the test, got a 13 out of 32. Horrible, huh? But I worked on it with Kurt with some natural help and healing, and before you know it, now I've got an astounding 29 out of 32 on the Vigor score. Can you tell by the way I talk? Oh, yes, my zest for life has never been better. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. That's 801-669-2211, and take your free Vigor test today, and you can learn where you stand. And then you can work on improving it and take the test again, and, oh, compare the results. You will be delighted. Get a hold of Kurt Cosby. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com or 801-669-2211 for your free Vigor score test today.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. There's some interesting tidbits in the news. All right, there's so much here, it's just hard to even cover it all. Donald Trump wants to shut down the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is a domestic terrorist organization. I made that point yesterday. And that's why I say Hillary has committed treason. I support a trial. I don't support any rogue vigilante efforts of any kind. But she's got to be stopped. Trump calls for special prosecutor to probe Clinton Foundation. We need that yesterday. Now, Donald Trump wants to shut down the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is a domestic terrorist organization. I know you're going to say, Sam, you just said that. I know. But we need to say it over and over and over until it gets done. Hillary Clinton is the defender of the corrupt and rigged status quo. The Clintons have literally spent decades as insiders lining their own pockets and protecting donors instead of the American people. It is now clear, abundantly clear, that the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt enterprise in political history. Guess who I'm quoting from, Kurt? Are you there, Kurt?
I think this is the AP, right? I think this is the AP, right?
This is actually a Donald Trump quote. Oh, but the AP saying the same stuff.
Yeah.
What they were doing during crooked Hillary's time as Secretary of State was wrong then, and it's wrong now, says Donald. It must be shut down immediately. And I agree with that, Kurt. But here's what's fascinating. Donald says, we cannot stand Hillary's status quo. Donald must be listening. I was saying the status quo has got to go for quite some time. In fact, I proposed that as a Donald Trump campaign slogan, right, Kurt? I even proposed that to Daryl Cashel and Scott Bradley. Nobody using it except for the Donald now talking about Hillary's the status quo. And no doubt he's trying to make the point that she's got to go. Maybe he's listening to Liberty Roundtable, Kurt.
Yeah, maybe so.
It's all right if he is.
We allow that. We don't even track him, you know, like we don't make people when they're listening put in their name or their social security number or any of that stuff.
Yeah, Donald says Hillary Clinton is the defender of the corrupt status quo. I don't blame him. He's right. Now, you get all that information, okay, Kurt? And the mainstream press, no matter the fact that the Associated Press, along with Judicial Watch, breaking the news, no matter that everybody's on the bandwagon telling the tale that Hillary is crooked as all get out, criminal enterprise running around everywhere, they're now admitting what Sam and Kurt have been saying for quite some time, like 20-plus years, just to be exact. But now the pay dirt's coming forward because the Associated Press tells you, right? But here's what I find fascinating. The mainstream press still cannot get their arms around this reality, Kurt. And I'll give you a proof. Here's USA Today's headline. After all this, Kurt, here's the headline from USA Today. Are you ready?
Yep.
Experts, newly released Clinton emails suggest access, not favors, USA Today. In other words, we're admitting now that it was a pay-to-play scheme. We're admitting now that it was literally a mafia shakedown. We're admitting now that the Associated Press was stymied and stonewalled for over 3 years. We're admitting that Judicial Watch had to pry it out of everybody with a crowbar up there at the government. And then they say this. Hey, experts are saying that, you know, Judicial Watch has proved access, not necessarily favors. As if somehow Clinton can grant access for money, and that's okay, but don't worry, because she didn't give anybody any favors. She just granted access and took their money. Never mind the fact that it's a criminal enterprise and against the law, Kurt. So they're still trying to defend Hillary, even with all this going on. They're trying to draw a line and go, well, she might have given access for money, sure, we agree. But you know what? She didn't really do anything for anybody. And they're not pointing to any facts. They're just saying experts are kind of saying this. But remember, over half, Kurt, met with her at the State Department. Over half of them paid money to the Clinton Family Foundation.
It's like a parking ticket, Sam. You know, I mean, if you're going to go to an event, you know, you got to park, and you know, there might be an exorbitant parking fee in this case, you know, a few millions here, a few millions there. You can park at the Hillary establishment.
You know? This is a criminal enterprise absolutely run amok.
Wow.
Their hands caught in the cookie jar.
Mm-hmm.
And at what point are we going to say it's a national security issue? Treason has been committed. Hillary must be arrested. Really? Really? You compare what's going on now, Kurt, to what's that guy's name? He had to resign back in the 60s, you know? He was
Nixon.
President. Yeah. Tricky Dick. Isn't that what they call that guy?
Yeah.
All right. You. What did Tricky Dick Nixon do? What was the deal there?
They said he kind of engineered a break-in and, got some secrets from the Democrats or something like that.
And they say the big thing was, it was kind of a misdemeanor. They just broke in, stole some stuff, no big deal.
Mm-hmm.
But then it was the cover-up that took him down, they claim, right? Am I confused on this?
So.
I wasn't even alive when this happened, you know what I'm talking about? So it's kind of hard to, but I'm just telling you, the story goes
the main
like
thing that,
right?
Took him down, if you ask me, was the news media just going after him.
Boy, are you right on that
over.
Score. Yes.
Yeah.
I agree, because if they had covered him up, it never would have happened. And that's my whole point about this headline from USA Today. Literally, they're going, well, experts say that, she took money and granted access, but, I mean, she didn't do favors. You can't prove that yet. We haven't even impaneled a grand jury. We haven't even got subpoena power, really. Yet. So I support the rule of law. I don't think we ought to vigilante go after Hillary in any way. I think we ought to have the rule of law. This is America. We're above all that stuff. But we do need to create accountability. We need to do it now. We need to shut down our foundation. Say, hey, this thing can't operate. We're freezing all the money. We're freezing all the records. We need to have Congress say, you know what? You've lied to us way too many times. I mean, you just found 15,000 more emails and Hillary goes, so what? We've released 30,000. What's 15,000 more? Who cares? And say, we're going to hold you in contempt of Congress for flat-out perjuring yourself. That's criminal activity. The stonewalling of the Associated Press for 3 years shows intent. And we're going to dig into this thing. We're going to get this done. That's what I'm calling for. I'm not calling for anybody's head. I'm not calling for any inappropriate over-the-top response. We can't stoop to their level, if you will. But we have to have accountability. And that's kind of what this is about, Kurt. But when they say, experts say, it means that all they've done is tapped into a bunch of liberal think tanks that are like, hey, you got to prove everything. Well, I get that. I agree. Someone's innocent until proven guilty, including Hillary, ladies and gentlemen. However, it is now clear that the Clinton Foundation is one of the most corrupt enterprises in political history. We've got to dig into the facts, and we've got to create accountability here. All right? Experts say newly released emails suggest access, not favors. The fact that we're just getting these emails tells you plenty, because Hillary said they got all of them before under oath. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
With news this hour from LibertyNewsDaily.com, I'm William Grigg. The new remake of the classic Charlton Heston film Ben-Hur made scarcely a ripple at the box office over its first weekend. This doesn't mean that the LGBT lobby will neglect an opportunity to condemn the film for supposedly straight-washing the storyline. The expression straight-washing is a newly minted, politically correct term of art referring to the supposed offense of ignoring or misrepresenting gay characters or themes in literature, cinema, or other media. In this case, the Ben-Hur remake has been castigated for omitting a specious gay subtext between the protagonist, the heroic first-century Jewish businessman Judah Ben-Hur, and the villain, a Roman tribune named Messala. In the 1959 film, with Judah and Messala were childhood friends who took separate paths. As adults, they became enemies when Judah, a pious man and a patriot, refused to become an informant on behalf of Messala. The vengeful Messala retaliates by having Judah, his mother, and his sister arrested and imprisoned. Judah becomes a galley slave in a Roman battleship, and his loved ones wind up in a leper colony. The rest of the story deals with Judah's quest for vengeance and his discovery of the power to forgive after his encounter with Jesus of Nazareth. During production of the 1959 film, novelist and homosexual agitator Gore Vidal, who was briefly employed to touch up the script, supposedly told actor Stephen Boyd, himself a homosexual, to play a key scene with Heston as if he were renewing ties with an old lover. Heston wasn't let in on the joke, which has now been canonized as part of the LGBT movement's official mythology. For commentary and insights on a troubled world, visit Joel Skousen's worldaffairsbrief.com. For libertynewsdaily.com, I'm William Grigg.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
The gatekeeping thugs at the mainstream press, Kurt, are also trying to control the narrative about Hillary Clinton in another way, but they lost once again. I'm telling you, they're failing everywhere, folks. They don't know what to do. They're beside themselves. While Fox is mired in sex scandals, while CNN's relegated to be the Clinton News Network, while everybody else in between has been discredited, mocked, and simply sneered at, and Americans are turning to the new media in droves as the new media takes center stage, we nail it with who, what, when, where, why of stories day after day after day. But I bring all this up, Kurt, because the mainstream press is trying to do something else. In addition to kind of lying and saying, well, hey, you know, the experts are saying that the newly released emails don't really prove favors, they just prove access, as if that's okay. It's still against the law, folks. Let's be clear. Granting access for filthy lucre in a mob shakedown scheme, whether she granted favors or not, is illegal as all get out. Now, granting favors is worse, but how do we prove that when the Associated Press of all mother news organizations has been stymied and stonewalled for literally 3 long years? Right now, the mainstream press trying to cover up in another way. What they tried to do, Kurt, was they are talking about Hillary. Hillary got onto a conference call with small business leaders, about 500 of them, and Clinton laid out her plans for small biz. And, you know, she says, I'm going to bring jobs back. Small biz is awesome. You know, 2/3 of jobs have been provided by small business. That's the economic engine. She had a lot of neat things to say, except for the problem is her plan has no substance, Kurt. And so the mainstream press trying to talk about this headline, Clinton lays out plans for small biz. But when you read the details of the story, here's the takeaway that I get. A single line, as you wisely point out, Kurt, to the bottom of the story. You got to read it upside down, if you will. Read the bottom of it first. Here's the pay dirt. Ready?
Yeah.
The National Federation of Independent Businesses, they were disappointed because their plan doesn't trim tax rates at all, and so they feel like it's a non-starter.
Mm-hmm.
So the mainstream press can't even get the small biz plans of Hillary off the ground. She's too mired in scandal, documented by the Associated Press. Pried out of the hands of government secrecy by Judicial Watch. and reported live, first on the scene at Liberty Roundtable Live, Liberty News Radio talk show host with all the details, literally before anybody else. Sam Bushman literally calling Hillary's criminal enterprise and basically mafia bosses. I mean, literally, and now the WorldNet Daily saying, you know, it's like a mafia shakedown operation going on here. I mean, it makes Al Sharpton look like a saint. I mean, this is crazy. Donald Trump blatantly calling it the most corrupt enterprise in political history. There you have it, Kurt. I mean, what are we going to do about this? Is there going to be accountability? Do you think this will take Hillary down, or will it just be like ho-hum?
Well, the strategy, as far as I can see from the Hillary side, is basically, you know, just wait it out. Run out the clock, you know. Like, say you're in a wrestling match, Sam, and you're up 9-7, you know. You just want to make sure you don't let your opponent get a takedown, right? Because that would get you back 9-9. So then you just kind of, you might get called for stalling, isn't it?
Yeah, but that's only like one point, not two, sir. Point's well
so
taken,
then,
right.
You know, so as far as I can tell, that's what the plan is.
And the hope is that, you know what, they might bust me once for stalling, but if I do enough to make them, you know, kind of feel like I'm working at it, then they might hold off long enough to where the buzzer will
go. That's right.
Yeah. Right? And that's kind of what we're talking about here, because it isn't too long before the elections. The question is, will it work? Now, the mainstream press, in a third way, they're trying to deceive and derail. First, they're like, yeah, she might have granted access for cash, but so what? She didn't grant any favors. Okay, good luck with that, people. The next way is they're trying to talk about Hillary's small biz plan that's basically a non-starter because it doesn't cut taxes in any meaningful way. The third way they're trying to derail is they're saying, hey, man, Hillary's busted open leads everywhere, Kurt. I mean, she's just blowing the Donald away in the polls.
Yeah.
But now we're finding out the polls are rigged, Kurt.
Well, that's a good point, Sam. But you're not supposed to bring that up, you know. I mean, it's just not,
buddy, this is Liberty Roundtable Live.
Yeah, that's right. You know, and you look at what's happening. The polls are rigged. I don't know that you really see any real, accountability, you know. I mean, you've got all these things, you know. It's like we talked about before, when you get all these problems, then which one do you go with, or do you just kind of point out a problem and then go to another problem and another problem and another problem without really getting anything, you know, really accomplished? And then she runs out the clock, you know, and wins, maybe, you know.
Well, and that's the question. Can she just take a knee? How many times? How much time is really left? Can she run out the clock is the ultimate question, right? Now, you gave me a headline even where people are writing about this. Hillary Clinton's run-out-the-clock strategy. The Democrat aims to ignore the email and foundation controversies. And she's hoping the clock will be her friend. Who wrote that, Kurt? Yep. What's the news service?
Annie Carney. I think it was Washington, one of those Post or Times or something like that. But, you know, in this article, article, they point out, you know, one of the parts in there says, why did no one care that Bob Dole was majority leader and his wife ran the Red Cross? You know, said this guy Carville, you know, about this whole thing, blaming the extreme downsizing on public pressure and a double standard for anything Clinton-related. Every columnist can take a great victory lap, he fumed. I will lay back and mourn for those who will die because they're not going to get the vaccines they need. I guess at some point, politically, it probably makes sense. I mean, this is confusing to me, because I don't really see that, you know, making the point. But I guess what they're saying is that, hey, Bob Dole and his wife, you know, they
let me tell you how this makes sense, Kurt.
Ran the the Red Cross. Yeah, go ahead.
Well, how you do this is, what you do is you portray everything you're doing, and you mention Republican sources over and over and over.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And the reason you do that is because then you make it sound like it's not just Hillary, it's everybody. I mean, after all, it was Colin Powell
everybody does
that has a bogus email server, and he taught Hillary to do it. And, you know, I mean, I know this is bad, but look, Bob Dole had his problems with his wife and everything else. And, you know, Bill and Hill are wife and husband or whatever you want to call them. And, well, I mean, it's really the Republicans, Kurt. I mean, the Democrats are victims here, my friend. See, and that's kind of the wordsmithing manipulation that you put in the mind of a reader, a viewer, a listener, without really saying so.
It's political, by the way, I guess it was. It was the source for this.
Oh, Politico?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Oh, it's just very rare that I could even praise Politico, but all right.
Yeah. Well, remember, this is way down deep in the story. And
yeah, but people don't even read that.
But you know? the headline was was impressive. Unusual.
Yeah. Anyway, I find that interesting. But there you go. The mainstream press trying to really still cover for Hillary in three key ways. One, lie about the polls, or, you know, create fake, false, manipulated, whatever you want to say, crooked polls that, you know, Hillary's on top. I mean, after all, everybody loves Hillary. Now, what they would do when it was Donald's turn, where Donald had some negative about him, they would say the polls are going to come out in a minute and show the truth that Hillary's gaining because of Donald's missteps. Okay, before the polls that even came out, they'd say that. Now they're coming out the opposite. Never mind Hillary's literal criminal activity. And they're going, Hillary's way up in the polls. Way, way up. They're not saying, well, let's get the new polls now that people find out that Hillary's involved in just scandal after scandal. And it will not end and will not go away. It just gets worse. I mean, you think this sucker has wings? Oh, boy, does it. Okay, but they're not saying that when the turnabout's fair play, Kurt, at all. They're going, oh, man, Hillary's just busting open, you know, big leads. She opened a can on Donald in Virginia or, you know, New Jersey. Or see, they're struggling. But they don't understand. Every time they do that, the American people go, you guys are goofy. They get it, right?
Yep. That's the way I see it.
Anyway. I'm not sure what to think about it, really. Except for what matters to me the most is, Kurt, we've got to create some accountability here.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, are we going to have any accountability? And I mentioned the Tricky Dick Nixon thing because, look, the things that were done there were child's play compared to this. Literally child's play. This literally puts national security at risk with foreign finances tainting the Clinton White House. But here's the point. Who's in charge of the White House? Let me just talk about that for a second. Answer it on the other side and more. Liberty Roundtable Live.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Attention Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the Liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today. With news the networks refuse to use, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, I'm going to recap a little bit of what we covered. People might want to go back and listen to the archives. We've had a little bit of a streaming glitch, and some people weren't able to listen. But here's the summary. Pay to play, ladies and gentlemen, multiple donors to the Clinton Foundation met with her while she was at the State Department. More than half the people outside the government met with Hillary Clinton while she was Secretary of State, gave money to her foundation, her personal family foundation, either personally, through companies and or groups. Gotcha, says WorldNet Daily, WND.com. Explosive proof of Hillary's mob run shakedown. Under Hillary Clinton's leadership, the State Department was run like a mob-run shakedown operation, with more than half the visitors that she met with outside of government paying money to the Clinton Family Foundation, literally for the privilege of meeting. That's according to a three-year-long Associated Press investigation. They were stymied and stonewalled for literally 3 years. Trump is now calling for a special prosecutor to probe the Clinton Foundation. Donald Trump wants to shut down the Clinton Foundation. The Clinton Foundation is a domestic terrorist organization, says the Donald. Hillary Clinton is the defender of the corrupt and rigged status quo. The Clintons have literally spent decades as insiders lining their own pockets and taking care of donors instead of the American people. It is now clear that the Clinton Foundation is the most corrupt enterprise in political history. What they were doing during crooked Hillary's time of Secretary of State is wrong then, and it's wrong now, and it needs to be stopped. But the mainstream press trying to defend Hillary in three ways. One, they're saying the polls show Hillary rocking. But whenever a scandal comes out about Donald, they're like, oh, Hillary's going to, you know, the polls are going to change. Watch. They don't say that when turnabout's fair play. But they also then, in a second effort to defend Hillary, say, experts say that newly released emails, 15,000 of them, Hillary's saying, so what, will suggest access, not favors, say USA Today. And my response is, granting access for money is still criminal activity. We don't know if there's been favors until we get an investigation. A literal grand jury with subpoena powers. And I don't support, you know, vigilante stuff. We got to go by the law here. But we need to realize that Clinton's foundation needs to be shut down. She needs to be arrested. And we need to get to the bottom of this yesterday. And her perjury before Congress is the starting point. You know, they said with Tricky Dick Nixon, it was the cover-up that got him. What about the cover-up here with Hillary? She swore all mails were reviewed by her lawyers and turned over. She lied. Now she's saying, no, what? So what? Clinton lays out plans for small business. The mainstream press trying to talk about her small business plan. but it's a non-starter. Why? Because the National Federation of Independent Business says she doesn't even cut tax rates. It's a non-starter. Hillary Clinton has a run-out-the-clock strategy now. She's hoping she can just take a knee. She's supposedly up in the polls. She's hoping she can just kind of kick back like a wrestling match, as Kurt Crosby said, and deal with this. Now, here's my question, though. I appreciate that they're attacking Hillary, and I think Hillary's wrong and needs to go to prison. I've said that for literally 20-plus years now. But I got a question, though, and this is a tie that nobody else seems to be making, and I can't figure out why. Whose White House is it, Kurt?
As far as I know, it's the American people's.
The people's White House. That's right. And who's sitting in that White House who we've supposedly given permission to represent us there? Mm-hmm. Isn't it Barry Sitaro or Barack Hussein Obama?
Good point,
Sam. Now, why are we then running around saying Hillary did all this? Which she did, don't get me wrong. But we're looking at Hillary, 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 Hillary. Why don't we indict Barack Obama as well? Because it happened on his watch. He's the commander-in-chief of the military. He literally lets pay-to-play access happen right under his nose. In other words, usually when these things happen, you can't just say Hillary did it in a vacuum and nobody knew but Hillary, and Hillary's the only one accountable here. I say it goes right to the president's door. And who's drawing the distinction here and saying, you know what? I mean, I appreciate that we want to say Hillary Clinton's involved. She is. But you got Barack Hussein Obama on the campaign trail for Hillary, Kurt. Mm-hmm. And if he's going to be that on the campaign trail, he's going to be partisan and select his Secretary of State. At some point, there's got to be accountability here. It's Barack's White House. I don't mean Barack owns it. We the people own it. Kurt's right. I'm just saying we've given him authority and responsibility there. And at some point, you can't just say Hillary's head should roll, if you will. Not literally, by the way, figuratively speaking. And Hillary needs to be accountable and in chains because of her criminal activity. And if we're talking about really the biggest political scandal in history, it was ran like a mafioso shakedown scenario. Then what about Barack Obama's involvement or other staff members? This isn't just the secretary went off crazy and no one had any idea, Kurt. You're literally talking about dozens, hundreds of people coming in for access. Now, isn't the security for Barack Obama seeing this happening? Shouldn't the president be tipped off? If I don't pay my IRS bill, they know. But Hillary can just run around and let the White House become kind of a political prostitution house, if you will. Favors and access for filthy lucre. And Barack doesn't know about it. The Secret Service doesn't know about it. The Vice President Biden doesn't know about it. Okay, at some point, Kurt, we need to draw the line and say, look, if Barack didn't know about it, he's simply not fit to be president. Mm-hmm. If he did know about it, we need accountability where it belongs. Which is no doubt Hillary needs to be accountable. I get it.
Yep.
But I don't believe that this could happen without somebody somewhere high, high in the administrations looking the other way, running interference, creating a cover-up, Kurt. There's not a single person that I know bringing this fact up. I'll be first again. We here at Liberty Roundtable will lead the charge. Pretty soon someone's going to draw that link, Kurt. And then we're going to have to just say, I bet they were listening, huh? You watch. Who's bringing that up, Kurt? Anybody you know of yet?
Not that I'm aware of, Sam.
They need to be.
Well, yeah, but, you know, it's a lot easier to just do kind of like, you know, the three kind of silly stories. You hit on them just a little tiny bit, and you keep moving from there to polls, to, you know what I mean. And then you... you know, let Hillary run out the clock.
Well, you bring up that the Clinton Foundation donors include some very interesting people, Kurt.
Well, yeah, and this is how you do it, because these donors, I mean, you got people like NBC Universal News Corporation, Turner Broadcasting, Thomson Reuters. These are among the media organizations that have made charitable contributions. That's not, of course, paying for access, Sam, but this all to the Clinton Foundation in recent years. You know, these donations range from the low thousands to the millions. They provide a picture of the media industry's ties to the Clinton Foundation at a time when one of the most notable personalities, they've been talking about George Stephanopoulos, because they found out that even though he's kind of a, you know, media shill for the Clintons, he put in $75,000 to this entity itself. By the way, this list also includes Comcast, Time Warner, Viacom, including Carlos Slim, the big Mexican, big money maker down in Mexico that, you know, they, I think he's the president down there, largest shareholder of the New York Times Company, James Murdoch, chief operating officer of 21st Century Fox, you know, and everybody always thinks, well, Fox, you know, they're against the Times, you know, or whatever.
Heck no, they're all buddies. The truth shall set you free. Kurt, we're not on the list, my friend.
No, co-anchor and managing editor of PBS NewsHour. Yeah, I mean, you know, you just go down the list. Google,
you got it right.
Houghton Mifflin, they're the big, you know, textbook publishers.
Literally dozens of media organizations get access for filthy lucre. Individuals getting access for filthy lucre, Kurt. But don't worry, they didn't get any favors.
No, of course not.
Except somehow those guys can call Hillary and I can't.
Yeah, good point.
See, how far do we got to go to document this? But don't worry, Kurt mentioned we got to talk about the important story, so let's get to it before the end of the hour. Let me see if I can pronounce this name here. Ranchifer, Kurt?
Yeah, well, yeah.
Ranchifer, the elephant,
buddy. Big news, Sam. There's a 50-year-old elephant that, you know, it died in San Diego Zoo. The reason it died was it took a little turn for the worse, Sam. And so then they euthanized it. That means they, you know,
killed it.
Whenever they kill something, it pretty much will stay dead. You know, I mean, it's hard for them to have a recovery, you know.
Was the elephant the symbol of who, Kurt?
Good point.
Is it Republicans?
Yes, sir.
Maybe that's just kind of a, we're not going to say anything but symbolic, even though it's kind of a weird twist. They'd say I'm on to conspiracy theories, but it really has nothing to do with anything except for it appears right when the Donald's about to, you know, take the lead over Hillary in a commanding way, they just release this. And maybe it's, they don't really say it, but it's just like psychological. You kind of get it, right? This nation shall endure.